Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Several tribes are rethinking enrollment based on blood quantum. The Crow Tribe's leadership proposes making all current members 100% citizens from now going forward. The St. Croix Ojibwe tribe in Wisconsin is seeing their first gains in enrollment in years since they eliminated blood quantum in favor of lineal descendancy. Levi Black Eagle is the secretary of the Crow Tribe. He is Apsaliga. He says inclusion in tribal government decisions, tribal per capita payments, and tuition waivers are among benefits for tribal enrollment. He says blood quantum requirements for enrollment should not be such a big factor in major life decisions.
If you want to have your kids enrolled, you got to make sure that because of both on both your sides of the family, you're not going to have enough blood to be enrolled either in her mother's tribe or the Crow tribe. So, and it's a weird thing to think that in this day and age that we have to live our lives like that and say, okay, it really narrows down the field of who I want to spend the rest of my life with because I want my kids to be enrolled because there's a benefit to that. That was one of the other personal things to me as well. There's just so many things to where, take for instance, the Montana Indian fee waiver. You can get a little bit of fee waive if you're a descendant, but if you're actually a member of a Montana tribe, you could have a good portion of your tuition and fees waived, and that goes a lot for a struggling college student.
That is the Crow Tribe Secretary, Levi Black Eagle. Conrad St. John is the chairman of St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin. He says the strict blood quantum rules for his tribe excluded some of his own family members from enrollment. He says that same exclusion on a larger scale contributes to societal problems like substance abuse among young people.
Probably with half of my family that was excluded because of the stringent blood quantum requirements for us. They grew up on the reservation, turned 18, and then they kind of got shunned away, so they were stuck between worlds. You know, the outside world didn't want them, and the tribe could no longer take care of them. So, it puts them between a rock and a hard place. And I think that leads to a lot of addiction and, not just our tribe, but throughout Indian country when that happens. So, I mean, to me, this was monumental. It also secures our future for longer than a generation or two. You know, I mean, this really solidifies St. Croix's future forever. In Indian country, strength in numbers. The more Indians we have that unite together, the stronger we're going to be, fighting our fights. You know, a lot of our fights on our reservations are similar.
That is Conrad St. John, chairman of St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin. Jill Dorfler is a professor of American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota Duluth. She is White Earth Anishinaabe. Dorfler says blood quantum has always been a problematic measure of Native tribal citizenship. Since its creation by the United States government, it has been a tool to diminish Native power.
We know that blood quantum was designed to eventually eliminate American Indian nations, that it was a way for the U.S. government to limit who had that legal standing. And then the U.S. government hoped that eventually there would be no more American Indian nations, therefore no more treaty obligations, therefore no more need to honor those fiduciary agreements as well, that monetary support that's needed. And then I think the other part of it is really, what is blood quantum? What is someone's correct blood quantum? How would someone's blood quantum be measured? We can't. It's not a real thing. It's a made-up idea that maybe has some sort of proxy or some sort of metaphor related to ancestry, but it's really combining ancestry or ethnicity with citizenship, which is really that political status. I think that's the other thing that a lot of nations have been reflecting on, is this isn't a historic tradition within the tribe. It's not for any tribe. It's not any of our ideas. It's not really serving us. So let's think about some other possibilities that would be more beneficial to the tribe.
Dorfler says the tribes looking to drop the blood quantum requirement are sending the message that they intend to move past a colonial-based system that is ultimately detrimental. I'm Sean Spruce, and this was today's Voices.